Let's open our Bibles to Psalm 103, and that is what our sermon will be on today. If you're using a pew Bible, that's page 485. Page 485, if you're using a pew Bible. And let's get into God's Word. At the end, I'm going to say, "This is the word of the Lord," and you can repeat after me, "Thanks be to God." Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all sins, all your sins, and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made his way to Moses. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
All right, good morning, everybody. Hey, kids, I'm going to ask you some questions, and I wanted to see if I can get you guys to answer them for me, okay, while we do this. This week at kids' camp, we had a bunch of memory verses. They all came from the same part of the Bible. Who remembers what book of the Bible they came from? Psalms, that's right. They came from the book of Psalms. And we just read one of the Psalms from the Bible, right? And the Psalms is a book of poetry and songs. A lot of them were written by King David. And they're in the Bible. Some of these songs are sad songs. Some of the songs are happy songs. And the one that we just read, that Gary just read for us, is a happy song. It's all about this word, the very beginning of it is praising the Lord. Do you guys know what the word praise means? What do you think, Hannah? Oh, no. Hey, I have a question for you. Have you ever had, like, your parents bake you cookies? And you're like, wow, that's amazing. What do you do when your parents bake you cookies? You eat them, right? That's exactly what I thought you were going to say. What you should do first before you eat them is say, wow, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad, for making these. That's amazing. You should be saying thank you, right? Yeah. That's what praise is. When you say, wow, you're amazing. And we have been praising God all week. Every time we say, wow, God, we're praising him and saying, you're amazing for the things that you do. So Psalm 103 starts off and says, praise the Lord. Do you guys know who the Lord is? Who's the Lord? It's God. It's another name for God, right? And so this psalm is all about why we should praise God, why we should say, like we've been saying all week, wow, God, you're the best. Thank you. And we learned, we've done them over and over again this morning, 5 Bible points this week, 5 true things about who God is and what he's done that make us say, wow, God, and praise him. And this psalm talks about actually all 5 of those Bible points. But it summarizes them, you know, in one word. There's one word that shows up a bunch of times in this psalm, and that word is the word compassion. Compassion means that God sees that we need him, and he cares about us. He loves us. He wants to help us. That's what compassion is. So as we go through this psalm together this morning, the main idea is just this, that we should praise God because of his compassion. So let's see if we can find all five Bible points, all five reasons to praise God in this psalm. So look at verse 2. We already said that it starts off with praise the Lord. Verse 2 of Psalm 103 says, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. We should praise God because we remember his benefits. Do you guys know what the word benefits means? Anyone tell me what benefits means, kids? Something good that happens because of something you do, right? So like if you exercise, the benefit is that you'll be healthy, right? It's a benefit. So God, knowing God, brings benefits. There's good things that come because we know him. And he talks about what those verses are and so what those benefits are in some of the next verses. He says, he forgives our sins. He heals us when we're sick. He saves us from the pit. That doesn't mean like literally you fell into a pit. It means like when you feel like things are so bad that you're going to die, God takes care of you. And then if you look at verse 4 in the second half, he says that he crowns us with love and compassion. He sees that we're in need because of our sin and our sickness and our danger, and he loves us and he wants to help us. And then he goes on to say that he gives us good things. He gives us strength when we're weak. He takes care of those who are being treated badly. Do you guys remember the story that we learned about King David hiding in the cave? Do you guys remember why he was hiding? Who remembers why King David was hiding in a cave? Who was trying to get him? King Saul was trying to get him, right? So David actually wasn't the king yet, and Saul, the king, didn't like him and was trying to kill him. And so David was hiding in a cave, and he prayed to God, and we have the prayer in the Bible in Psalm 142. In 142, verse 5, he says, I pray to you, O Lord, I say you are my place of refuge, or my safe place. Remember that verse? The cave that David was hiding in wasn't actually a very safe place because Saul found him there. But it was okay because he could say, God is our safe place. Wow, God. All right. So that's the first one. And this is what this verse is saying, that God helps us. He's our safe place when we are looking for him. Because God is compassionate. That's not the end of the psalm, though. If you look at verse 7, David talks about someone else who lived a long time before David. Do you guys see in verse 7 of the psalm, who does he talk about? You see a name in there? Moses, that's right. Moses lived a long time before David, and he got to see how amazing God is and why we should praise him. And in verse 8, we find out what Moses learned. It said, here's what Moses learned. The Lord is compassionate and gracious. There's that word compassion again. God sees that we need him. He loves us and he wants to help us. So he talks about in here what he needs this time. David talked about it a little bit already, but now he's going to explain it more. He says that God is slow to anger, abounding in love. Verse 9, he will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. Remember before, earlier in the psalm, it talks about how God forgives our sins. Sometimes we don't actually think about how big of a deal that is. We don't realize that our sins are a problem, how bad they are. You know, when we hurt each other, when we're selfish, when we lie, when we are mean, when we disobey our parents, when we lose our temper, all of that is sin, and it makes God angry in this passage because God is perfect and good. He never sins, and when we sin, we hurt the people that he cares about and loves. We hurt other people. We hurt ourselves. And we say, God, I know that you said not to do this, but I don't care, God. I'm not going to obey you. I'm going to be in charge of my own life. And that's not good. God, the Bible says that God punishes sin. Have you ever been punished by your parents? Always. Well, all right. I remember as a kid, one time my mom had made brownies, and she left them on the kitchen counter, and I stole some. And I got punished for it. I was grounded for a few days. I wasn't allowed to do anything fun for a couple days. As a result, as a punishment for my sin, for what I had done. But you know what? after a while, the punishment was over, right? The punishment didn't last for very long. But you know, if you're an adult and you steal something, there's a much bigger punishment, right? It lasts a lot longer. You can go to jail for a longer period of time. It's a more serious sin. And do you know what? The Bible says that all of our sin is actually a sin against God. It's much worse than we realize. When we sin against God, the punishment isn't shorter or even long. The punishment is forever. It's hard to understand that, but that's how bad our sin is. God isn't mean. This psalm is telling us that he's compassionate. He doesn't want to punish us forever, even though our sins deserve that. So he made a way for our sins to be forgiven. Do you remember the story we learned on Thursday? What did we learn about on Thursday, guys? We learn about this every year on Thursday at Kids Camp. It's about Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, right? Jesus is God's son who came to earth as a human. He died on the cross. There's this really famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16. Maybe you guys know it. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish." That means die or pay for your sins. "They shall not perish but have eternal life." The Bible tells us that God sent Jesus to take our punishment for our sins. It didn't take Jesus forever to pay for our sins because he is God himself as God's son. But it was still an awful punishment that Jesus took for us. He died on the cross. And then we're told in the Bible that a couple of days later he rose from the dead. And he was able to rise from the dead because he had won the battle. He had defeated sin. He was the winner. Sin is beaten, and now we can be forgiven for our sins. But we can only be forgiven if we love God and choose to believe that Jesus died and rose again for us. If we do that, listen to what the psalm says in verses 11 to 12. It says, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions," that's another word for sin, "our sins from us." Did you hear that? Because of what God did for us in Jesus, he's taken away our sins, and he says he's removed it from us as far away as it can go. How far is the east from the west? It's as far as it possibly could be, right? That's how far God took away our sins if we trust in Jesus. And the reason that he did that is because he loves us. His love, it says, is higher than the sky. It's greater and bigger. We sang a song, "He loves us more than the moon and the stars." That doesn't mean like the moon and the stars love us. It means he loves us way higher than they are up in the sky. That was another one of our Bible points this week, wasn't it? Another reason that we should praise God is that God is love. That's why we say, "Wow, God." I hope that you know how much God loves you, guys. Kids, I hope that you know how much God loves you. Adults, I hope that you know how much God loves you. And that I hope that you love him back and that you believe in Jesus so that your sins can be forgiven. But then in verse 13, we read something a little bit strange. It says, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." There's that word compassion again. This verse tells us that God's compassion is like a dad's compassion for his kids. Some of you guys saw, I was one of the group leaders this week, and I had my little daughter Lucy with me in my group. She's too young to actually be a camper, but Becky, my wife, and I were both helping with the camp, so she got to come along. And because she was little, there were a bunch of times when the games were too hard, or she fell over, or got scared, and she'd come running to me and yell, "Daddy!" What did I do when she did that, do you think? Did I say, "Hey, grow up, none of the other kids are crying. Get over it, Lucy." No, I didn't say that because I love her. I'm compassionate on her. Right, Lucy? I love you and I snuggle you. I said, "I'm sorry you're so sad. It's okay." She was really sad when she thought that Dr. Flutterby was getting eaten by a jaguar. And I do that because she's my little girl. I know that she's little. I love her. I have compassion on her. And that verse says that God does the same thing for us. He's compassionate like that for us if we fear him. Now, that's the strange part, right? The verse says that we should fear God. Now, that doesn't mean being scared of him. It means knowing that he's bigger and stronger than us, right? Lucy knows that she can come to me because I'm her dad and I'm bigger and stronger than she is. She also knows that she needs to obey me and listen to me when I tell her to do something because I'm her dad and I'm bigger and stronger than she is, and I'm smarter, and I know what's best. It's the same with God. We respect him, and we obey him, but we also come to him for help because he's God. He's bigger and stronger than us. And It says that he knows that we're small and weak and we need help. That's why he has compassion on us. Verse 14 says, for he knows how we were formed. He remembers that we are dust, right? The Bible says that God made us out of the dust of the earth, and God knows, man, you're not like me. You need help. How does God know that? Well, because God knows everything, right? Wow, God. That's another one of our Bible points and another reason we should praise God. But also, he knows that because we were formed out of dust because God is the one who made us. God is our creator. Wow, God. Right? Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the first verse in the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and humans are part of that. So there's two reasons we should praise God. He knows everything. He's our creator. But then the next verses talk about how he made us in a way that just doesn't last forever. That we're weak, and one day we're going to die, but that he is different than that. Verse 17, if you look at that, says, but so we are going to die. We're not going to last forever, but from everlasting to everlasting, that means forever, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, who love him and respect him. We don't last forever, but God's love lasts forever. And do you know why? Because God is forever. Wow, God. That's our fifth Bible point from the week. Our fifth reason we should praise God, right? There's all these truths about who God is in this psalm, all these reasons that we should praise him, all the ways that he shows his compassion on us. And so the psalm ends by calling us to praise him. The very last verse in the psalm says this: praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Do you guys recognize that verse, kids? Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. If you do remember it, it's because it's one of the memory verses from this week, but it's said a little differently, right? The Bible has different translations where the words are a little bit different. They say the same thing, though. We learned it this way. Praise the Lord, everything he created, everything in all his kingdom. That's Psalm 103, verse 22. It's the last psalm of this verse, last verse of this psalm, excuse me. Isn't that cool? Hey, guys, I hope you enjoyed learning about God this week. And I hope that the things that we learn, we're going to stick with us. We'll take them home and think about them. And then we'll praise him for them, for his compassion and all these other big Bible points that we learned about. That wow, God isn't just something that we say because we've been told to say it and repeat it, and maybe we're sick of saying it at this point. But that we should never get sick of saying, wow, God, he is worthy of all of our praise. He's good and kind and loving and compassionate. He's bigger than us. He created everything. He knows everything. And he loves us so much. So I pray that you guys would praise him and love him. I'm going to invite the people up to do the next songs, I think, next, and then we'll continue on from there.